Parachamishi, the Rosh Simentes. We're holding Bechain Kosovo Toysus. So it's on page Lama Gimel in the Rosh. The left column, three lines from the bottom. Let's go back a little bit. That's a really good place. So he differentiated before, his point was that in a case with a lechi and a chatzi mubi works, halfway down the mubi works, but it doesn't work if the people there's a group in the front which made an erev la'atzmon, and the group in the back made an erev la'atzmon. If the group in the front, even if there is a chatzi which opens up to the front of the mubi, he was saying before, originally suggested that would be a problem, and he said no, that won't be a problem. In the case of each one trying to make themselves distinct, they can't be mechalik. So over here also, since the Bnei Yair are Ma'arav Yachad, so they're going to ask each other, that's the Morris Kasha, why the case of the Mavi, why does it work? Okay. Let's go back to Hokinami, where it says the six lines up, where it has the bracketed nun in the beginning of the line. Since they've always been the case was Irsha Yachid, which originally were their Ma'arav as one. Asri Adori, the Havi Kamari, Nostu Elu Be'elu. So it's a case where you would have two groups in the same Mavi making different Eruvin. So Vein Lechi Bikarim Elis the Chalkim Zemizeh. The city is it has a door at each end, so that's what makes it into that's the real tikkun of the ear. It's Irsha Yochid, and it's originally Irsha Yochid, and it has a tikkun on both ends, closing it, whatever you did it at that end, which allowed you to carry the rest of the city. Therefore, vein lechi b'karma elis achalkam zemizeh. So putting a lechi in a car at the beginning of the mavi, and worse, kasha is it shouldn't work. Okay, then he said, nearly the dafka lechi b'karma hu deinu mayot lechalkam zemizeh. Al b'tzuris a pesach, mashu mikan, mashu mikan, lechalkim zemizeh. If you have two lechayayim, or you have a tzuris a pesach, that would work. That's where we're at. Mechein, kosov tosis, al hi de la rechava, ma'arvin. It said that that the Morris said before that you can't divide it into two groups, la arka, but la rochba, you could divide it. The Morris first pshat. So it says with tarshi ebeneyim, it says the pesach or mashu mikan or mashu mikan. You have to have something by the division when you divide it. Again, the case of the city was running north south, and the road was running north south. So you have this road which is running north-south, which goes down right down the middle of the city. So you want to divide it north-south, it's on the north-south axis, and make the east side and the west side separate. You can't do. If you want to divide it on the east-west axis and put the south group separate from the north group, so Morris said you could do that. So it says you would need at least a Tzuris Pesach or a Mashu Mikan, which is Tzulu Chayayim, in between, because otherwise you have a problem. If you have two mukaymas that are next to each other, and there's nothing in between them, it's nifritz bimaloyoy to makom osur, you can't carry in it. The same thing when it comes to the case of the shir. There has to be some distinction between the place of the shear, a tzuris pesach or tuluch yayim, from the shear from the rest of the city. You're leaving the shear out of the eruv. So there has to be something that this, which keeps makes it distinct. Kekos of Haram Zal. You couldn't. You could divide up a even though you can't divide a lechi, a mobi into two parts with a lechi, with a tzuras of Pesach, but b'shtei lechayayim, you could divide a mobi. The b'hachi choshev kisosum umuvdol ben adirin shalachutz lehen, because that makes it, it's totally distinct and separate from the other part of the mobi. Even a chotzer itself, you can divide into two groups. So by putting two lechayayim, or putting a pas arba'a, a pas of four amas. So even the ain bein pas, the pas yosemi eser, as long as there's not a gap of more than 10, otherwise the barter disappears. From yesh yosemi eser, if it's more than 10, yochel mechalka b'tzuras pesach, the mahanim yosemi yud, and tzuras pesach worked even for a gap wider than 10. So you could divide it. So same way you can divide a chotzer like that. V'chanami yochel lasus b'mavi. So you could divide a mavi like that. The hashel asri the yurin shechutz latikun oleim. So the people which are not within your tikun area, and I'm not going to ask it to you because you're not nifrit bimloyay to makam asherloy because there's a division between. So now, so what was the more kasha then? Behold, a parakacha mavi mavi nami asri adodi. So that how can you divide up the city? You said you can't divide up the city into two halves. You can divide it up into mavi mavi. The Mer says, "What do you mean? All the mavuim should be mavuah should be usher in each other." The answer is, "How do kishur rashi mavuim misukanim balechi oikara?" It's some of the case that all the walls are lechi or kara. Kitani b'brisa oisalechi mikan balechi mikan kara mikan rekara mikan. All you do is putting a lechi in front of each one of them. No, I'm sorry. That's the Bilan Bryce is talking about. It's Rehuda talking. He said you could divide up the Rishus Rabbi by putting a lechi in both ends, or a kura at both ends. So you put one lechi or one kura at each end, and that Bryce continues and says, "Adin ma'arvin of the chatzoyin, ela oikula oimavi mavi." So it's still referring to that this type of tikkun of a lechi or a kura. The tikkun lechi or kura, we're talking about putting a lechi or a kura. So more is the more astakasha. If you have a lechi or a kura, that's all you're talking about. How can you divide it up into separate mavuos? If you'd have two lechis on both sides of the mavu with a gap of less than of not more than 10, pas arba. The pirtzah b'aser or a pas which is 4 and the pirtzah being 10. The pirtzah b'aser v'lo yosem b'aser mahani b'chol duchti. So more can answer that. Yeah, mavi mavi works because you made it suroi sepesa.
So the rabbanan who argue in Rabbi Yehuda, with the rishus rabbim, shnei batim mitzvah shnei to rishus rabbim, they would agree with him if you make suroi sepesa.
No. We hold the tzuras pesach can't enclose a rishus rabbim because there's the dinyan of osir rabbim about the mechitza. Because since it's a flow of rishus rabbim mamish, so the rabbim by flowing through under it breaks the koyach of mechitza. But since we're talking about mavo, you wouldn't have that problem. So the Mor's answer was that in the case of the Mavi, the Mor could have answered according to what the Rosh is saying. The Mor could have theoretically answered that there was a certain pasuk there, etc. But since going back on the case of the Brisa, it wasn't the case, so the Mor gives an answer. Even so, there's a solution. that you have this gap. It said daka. So he says, what the definition of daka is. Now, Kerman Hassanal, you look at the Kerman Hassanal, the Kerman Hassanal says that it really should be four tefachim high. He says, why do you assume that? Because if you're talking about making something 10 tefachim high, just make a pass, 10 tefachim high, you know, with a four, you don't have to make a mechitza all the way across the whole thing. So they're talking about something that's only four tefachim high, so that wouldn't work as a pass, it works as the din of daka. Ben Chananel Zal Pirish eats the book. The daka was like an itzabo, like a step. Rashi Pirish Pesach Nomuch B'chol Movi U'Movi. There was a small opening. Chihod Amar Rav Idi Bar Oven Amar Rav Chista Echad Mi B'nei Movi Shosim Daka L'Pistoy En O'Yisra B'nei Movi. So if he puts in front of his door this daka, he's not considered part of the Movi to Aser. So over here, if you put a daka at the end of your Movi, it's not considered that it's all part of the total city to Aser on the B'nei Movi. Morris is Simon Yud. Reb Zera, Ayrev the Kula Moshe the Beir, Vichia, Shabak Lashir. So Reb Zera did not leave a Shir on the city. Amalei Abaya, my time I'm Ovid Marhaki. Why did you, Reb Zera, why did you not leave a Shir? You need a Shir in the city. So he said, Amalei, so Reb Zera said back, Amalei, Hani Sabi, the old people from the city, Reb Chia Bar Ashi, Habim Ma'arav the Kula, the Reb Chia Bar Ashi was Ma'arav the whole city originally, which means originally it was the Irsha Yachid, which doesn't need a Shir. Even though now it's Irsha Rabim, but the law is the Irsha Yachid, which you can be Ma'ar of the whole city, and now became Sharabim, so you're allowed to be Ma'ar of the whole city still, which is what I did. So Bai said back, Amalei, so Bai said back to Rabbi Zeru, the Didi Amalei Hani Sabi Dito. So I spoke to the Sabis over there, the old people there, and they explained to me that the reason why he was Ma'ar of Kula wasn't because it was an Irsha Yachid. Because we said before, even an Irsha Rabbah, if it only has one opening, you can be Ma'arav of the whole city. Well, but over here there were two openings. Well, not really, because even though there were two openings, but at the end, the one end opened directly into an Ashba Havoy. There was an Ashba there. Havoy Hasa Michad Gisa. So that basically, effectively, closed up and stopped up that entrance. She only had one entrance, and one entrance, you let him Arab the whole city. But it wasn't because Benson was the city of Rabin, which should need Shear, but it didn't need Shear because of the loophole of the halacha of only having one door. But now that the Ashba has been cleared out and has two doors, has two openings and two ends, it's going to need Shear. But how should, yeah.
Ashba can come back.
Right, but right now, if there's an opening, right now, if there's a, the city has an entrance on both ends, and it's an Irsha Rabin, Chazal said you can't be Ma'arav unless you leave part of the city out. That was a din, Irsha Rabin, which has two openings, you have to leave a Shir. So, Hashad Ishtakla Ashba, Habali Kishnei Psochim, Iba Osir. Amalei, Sir Zer Sebek, Labadatoy. Good. I didn't realize. So he corrected himself. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav, Sulam Ikan. It was there to beg, yeah. Omer Rav, Sulam Mikan, Pesach Mikan. So he raised a question, or the Mor actually presents it as either a question or a statement, that if one end of the city there's no opening, but there's ladders which are left there on a regular basis to allow a person to go up and over the wall, but the wall is still there, and you have a Pesach on the other end, so what's the halacha? So he said, that Sulam Mikan, Pesach Mikan, Taras Pesach Olam, Taras Machitz Olam. It has the kulas of having the wall still there, and therefore you do not need shear, because you only have one door. It'll also have the halacha of a Pesach. Voloy Boy Shear. Shomin all the Morris of the Cholhecha, the Ika Shnei Pesachim, the Ma'arvi Le Adda of the Le Shir. In the case of the two doors, you must have a Shir. The time of the Shir, why did Chazal introduce the idea of Shir? Kadesh Yakiru, Kia Erev, who Shehitzer a Tiltil. It's the Erev which allowed the Tiltil, not, but there's no Yisr Tiltil at all. Fichach Osir, Hashir, we leave the Shir area Osir to carry from the city to the Shir. L'chiech ala Erev, to indicate to people that the Erev is what's matter. Klemmer Hashir, Osir la'arev imayir mishum hekeir. They can be ma'ariv themselves, b'nei Ashir, so it can make its own Erev and leave over the Gedolah. So that they definitely can be ma'ariv amongst themselves. They're not also to carry in the they're not also to carry in the Shir. They cannot carry from the Shir to the rest of the city. The Rabba Baravua Ma'arv l'kul mechuzah. Arsaisa, Mishum Peri de Beituri. See, he was Ma'ar of the city of Mechuzah into neighborhoods because there was these trenches, these ditches where they would store the feed the for the animals in between. Each one was a shear for the other one. See, each one, we don't say, listen, since they're a shear, they can't carry. So no, they can be Ma'ar amongst themselves and carry there. They can't carry from one to the other.
You couldn't overlap the areas. I can imagine this would create a lot of tension. Right? The Shir people say, hold on, you're ossering, big chunks of the city. We want to be able to go. You're isolating us.
I don't know how you get to decide who is the Shir.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know a person was telling me that he remembers when they first built the area over here. One day he walks out and he sees these two from guys looking like building something across the street from him. He says, what is this? It's an area. So why are you leaving me out? why are you building on the other side? That side, That's when he got involved in the area, he told me. Okay. V'chein Omer, the Rabbi Baravu and Marble the Kulam Mechuzah. Fine. Okay. But Hod Omer the Sulam Teres Pesach Alav. So we said it has Teres Mechitza Alav that you can be, that doesn't need a shear. There's a wall there, so you don't need a shear. It's only one opening. So in regards to what does it have Alav of a Pesach? It has the following Kula. Hanu Mechuzah Shaben Shtei Chetzeris, which Alav is when you have two chetzeris which have a wall in between. Normally they cannot be ma'arav together. They have to be ma'arav separately because there's no access between the two of them. Comes along Rab and he says if there's a sulam which is left there regularly, which would allow the access up and over to the other chetzer, so it's equivalent in halacha as if there's a door there, and therefore they can be ma'arav together as one. Ratzim ma'arav and shnayim. They can be ma'arav either together or be ma'arav shnayim. Banche chotzer banche merpeset shalay irbu zeim ze. Enu oisim ze al zev. It's two. The banche merpeset are higher up, so they're distinct and separate, and they're not ma'arav. They don't answer the b'nei chotzer. Omer Behuda Kosel Sharitzu B'Salamis Afilu B'Yosem Yester Teres Mechitzalop. We said that a Sulam has a loch of a Pesach. So now we have the question: if you have a succession of many ladders across, wider than 10, so they're considered a Pesach. Now it's a Pirtza. No, we only say the Kula, not the Chumra. So merely it's considered there's a wall there, and it's not called a Pirtza. But you could use the sulam as a Pesach and Mima'arv together as one. So it means at the same time we Mima'arv together as one, but relying on the sulam, you're saying it's not a piritza, it's a wall. It's a wall, so it's not a piritza, but on the other hand, it's a doorway, and therefore you can Mima'arv together. Please give us somebody who can make a tikkun for the city. Amalei labaya, so Rabbi Yosef told labaya, Zil arev luhu, go make the error for them. V'chazi deloy ka mitzavachta Allah b'bei midrash. He has a Yosef mitzavachta. They shouldn't come and have any complaints against you based on matter. Make sure you do it right. So that was a hint that there's going to be some challenge over there. So also chazino lahal b'nei ba'ati d'psichil in Harvey found there was a neighborhood, a section of homes, which they did not open to the rest of the city. They opened out into the river. This is great. Amrahani vadi lehevi shear levasa. They could be the shear. That's the here clear, distinct, obvious section, which should be independent and be that's the shear for the masa. So hadar, but that's what he originally said. The Rabbi says, no, wrong. Ein arvin is kula tanan mechlal di boy la aruve motzi me'arvi. It's you're not ma'arv means it's a choice that we make, which means that, but theoretically it's possible. But the chara behind the motzi the ruve, they can't be ma'arv together because there's only a wall in between. There's no access. There's no access. They can't be ma'arv together. A little lahu kavi lemasa. We have to make openings in the wall large enough that they would consider that there's access. Therefore, they could theoretically be ma'arif together with the city. And then when they choose not to, that acts as a shear. So that was Baya's second thought. Hodor Amr, then Baya said, no. Loi boy kavi, you don't need windows. The horaba barvua ma'arif lo l'kula mechuzza. Arsaisa, he was ma'arif of the city into separate neighborhoods. Because of these trenches, these ditches in between, which were filled with animal food, and they were deep enough and wide enough that they were considered, they made the cities distinct. Each one's a shear to the next one. He was ma'ar of each neighborhood. Each neighborhood is totally mortiv. And where's the shear? The shear is the next neighborhood over. But they kept him ma'arif together. There's this thing in between. It's like a wall in between. So you see, even though they cannot be ma'arif together, regardless of the laws of shear, it's a valid shear. So his diyuk that if you want to be ma'arif together, you could. It's not necessary. You could be ma'arif. You could act as a shear, even though you cannot be ma'arif together. It's impossible to be ma'arif together. You still could act as a shear. So we're also the same thing. You don't need any windows. He said, no, that's wrong. Hadar Amar, Lahu, Lodami, I don't know if it was Amar Lahu, that's new, okay? So now it was him talking to himself. He says, now, Lodami Lahasim, Lahasim, boy, the Ruve there, Gagos, with Kafifas, Matsi, Ma'arvi, there was some connection up above on the roofs. So they had theoretically over there, Eir would have been possible. And they chose not to, that acts as a shear. You must have theoretically be able to do shear, to do eruv together, as of now the way it's built, it's impossible to do it together because there's no access. So the only aids is to make these openings in the walls. You don't need the openings in the walls. No beit hivna the havi lemar befupadisa. So there was this area of the Beitimna which they acted as a shear for the whole city. Even though there wasn't any access between it and the rest of the city. So you see that you don't need access. My diak in the original diak is incorrect. As long as there is a valid shear. That's what Rabbi Yosef had in mind when he said, make sure you do it, that there should be many complaints. There was a city called Chadosh in Yehuda. So Chadosh was a shear for the larger city. What is Chadosh? My Chadosh, Yilem Chadosh Mamish, Kehecha Dahabi, he shear the Gedola. So the shadow was, can the city Chadosh itself, what does it do? So if the question was, should it have to leave a shear in itself, why would that be? You say, okay, you the city of Chadosh, need want to be ma'ariv, you cannot be ma'ariv unless you leave a shear. That was the possible. That's what we're contemplating. So the Gemara said, why would that be? Each one is a shear for the other one. The people in Chedosh said, listen, we're distinct from the rest of the city. That's our shear. So what was your shayla? Okay, Chedosh. So what our shayla was in this following scenario, Ken Chedosh, which means Pirish, Ir Sharabim, Shismaita, Ba'omda Al Chamishim, Diurim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the shear is 50 Diurim. Now, if you have a city which only, the whole total of the city is only 50 of the year, but it was the city of Sharabim originally, which needs shear, now it only has 50, is there a lach of shear in that case? Samora says, so what's the lach? Tzricha shear aloi. Rav Yehuda, Rav Huna, Chadam, Tzricha shear, Chadam, Enan Tzricha shear. It does not need shear in that case. It's a city which is minimal, has minimal diurim, does not need to make a shear for itself. Okay. Shimon Amar Gimel Chatzeris, each one has two batim, Amar Rav Chama, Amar Gurya, Amar Rav Rav, Halacha Kriv Shimon. Seemingly normally the Yehuda and Rav Shimon, Halacha Kriv Yehuda, here you pass on the Kriv Shimon. One house in one chotzer, not a chotzer by itself, that's not a place where people live, but rather means one house into one chotzer, that's enough. What is it? Is it a Messiah or not? Or he has a right from some type of a Bryce or a Mishnah. The Gemara means he has a Masara, or a Sora means he has a type of a proof or a logic to it. Amalei, my Nafka Chamina, what Nafka means is we don't pass on him anyway. Amalei, Gemara, Zemurta, hey, we're learning Gemara, Jastam should be like a song. I need to know what exactly his opinion is. Even we don't pass on like him. Pastor Vilpas, Hilzak Rabbitsu, he passes like Rabbitsu, that one house and one chutz. The tema hecht yachut amara al tanoi demas nisan. What gave Rabbi Yitzchok the amara a right to argue on the two tanoim of the Mishnah? The mar matzah chamishim diurim, the mar matzah gimel chaterus. But nobody said one chutzer, one house and one chutzer is good enough. So how could Rabbi Yitzchok do that? How could Rav pass him like that? But the earlier Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Ilfas, habi serve with Rabbi Yitzchok who tanoi. Who brayse he? It's a brayse talking. It's not an amara. It's a tana. Now for Chagas Tanoim, he passes like the Mekel. The same in the case of the Beit Tivna, which was also seemed to be one distinct area was good enough. What's in one house, which is one person living in there, is good enough to be a shear. Masnisan, Misha Hoya B'Mizrach Vomer Livnoi La'arv Liv. Arav loy b'marav, he's in the mizrach of the city. Says, tells his son, go put arav on the west. B'marav b'mal levnoy l'arav b'mizrach, or vice versa. Im yesh b'menah l'beisa apayim ama, well the ruva yesh mikan. If the house is closer and the arav is beyond his 2,000 amas limit, we don't say that he loses his right to go to his home. Mutar l'beisa v'osu l'iruva, so he's allowed to go to his home, 2,000 amas from where he is, and his home is his makam shvisa. Let's say the Ruve Alpayim Hamal Beisa Yosef Mikan. If the Erev is closer, so the Erev becomes his Malkum, and he can't go to his home. So much the Ruve, but also the Beisa. Pirish Ladin Beisa. It means also the Beisa means that his bias is not considered his Malkum Shvisa. So what he's saying is, because listen, obviously you can't go to your house, it's 1,000 amas. And now you're the Erev, maybe you could go to the home. Remember, if let's say the Erev allows him to walk all the way to the home, so then what's the halacha? It's still, this halacha is still true. Because we're talking about the din base, it's the bias considered his makam shi, so that's the issue. What's the name? Mahoya besechet chum, esoy, osher ledin besoy. That's the discussion was.
So, in other words, I guess both are within the tchum, where he put down he directed his son to put down the pots and his actual house. So we go by where the son put down the pots. So the house wouldn't have a din beso.
Okay. I like Rachel the Ruba Yosef Mikan. Tell him to say about the beso Yosef Mikan. Okay. And also the Ruba Sachibur Shalir Lo Yosef Lokton, putting the Erev within the city limits, within the Erev of the city, right outside the city. You have not extended your rights to move anywhere beyond the city. Whatever he gains on one side, he loses on the other side. So the more says, the more it grapples with the phrase, you put it chutz tchum, what you gain, you lose. It's chutz tchum, you can't get to it. It's not a good erev. Chutz tchum sachodaitoch, emo chutz the ibur shalir. Over here, tchum means the proscribed area, which means that there was the ibur shalir. Masha niskehu mafsit. Keitzah. Kigun shenosne b'mizrach here, l'seif elof alma. It's 1,000 amas to the east. Nimsa mahalach l'tzad mizrach shalosh shalof. You walk 1,000 amas from the city to the Erev, and 2,000 amas beyond the Erev to the end of the Tchum. So it gives you a total of 3,000 amas. Right in Nisker Elavam, you've gained 1,000 amas in that direction. Venom Mahalakum Ruch Marv, Elavam, but in the west, all you can go is 1,000 amas. So you've lost 1,000. Nimsav Elavam, Shinisker, Beruch Mizruch, Master the Ruch Marv. Whatever you gain, if you gain 1,000 to the east, you lost 1,000 to the west. That's all he loses is on the west is 1,000. Klomer, I will hear kulak dalat amas habile. But the city, see, here's the city. He can now go to this side a lot more. This side, he can only go 1,000 amas to the other side of the city. But what about the city? All the city is dalat amas. So that's not relevant. It doesn't. The city, you can walk through the city as much as you want. The issue is 1,000 amas to the west of the city. He says, really? The Bryson says, you put a tachy b'shalir, that's not. It's nothing. The Bryson continues and says, not sechutz li b'shalir. You put it beyond the b'shalir in one direction. So the loch is. Filo amo, even one amo beyond the ibur, mistaker oisa amo umafsed as the ir kula. So you gain that amo and 2,000 amos in that direction, which you had 2,000 amos in that direction anyway. So you gain an amo, but you lose the city. Fishamidas the ir kula b'minas hatum. The measure of the city is the distance you're walking through the city counts towards your tchum. So you're not getting the city as Dalat Amas and 1,000 Amas beyond the city, or in this case, 1,999 Amas beyond the city, you start counting your Tchum. And where it ends in the city, that's where it ends. Amar Abba Barapuno, Lokasha Khan Shakosa Midosa Bakatsi Ir, Oz Mapsid Khatsi Ir Shakuts Apaim Meruva. So if the city is very large, so you put your air in one direction, you lose beyond 2,000 Amas. From in the other direction, because it ended in the middle of the city. However, Chazal made it cool over here. The country becomes midosu b'soifo here. If it ends at the end of the city, then you get the city for free, and then you go beyond whatever number you're allowed to go beyond. In the case before, it was 1,000 amas. Now. Zak the Rosh, Masizan Tani, Masha Nisker, whom absent. That which you gain, you lose. On the other side, Bitchum of Avad. But ear lo hisik klum. Shekolsim minas apayim shatumah b'seifu ear. In case where the city ends equal to the end of the tomb from this spot, or beyond the city. So in that situation, then you can have area beyond the city also. You have or have tomb beyond the city also. Damar Rav Idi, Amar Shmuel Levi, how you made it above because he doesn't bechatzi ear, ain't lo elachatzi ear. If he was the case, he was shayvis beragler whatever outside of the city. And he said to walk in relative to the city here, so he can walk. He counts his steps, 2,000 average steps. Keeps going. So as long as that reaches the end of the city counts like Dalai Lama, and he gets to go beyond the city. However, if it ends in the middle of the city, it ends. And you stop there. So here, that's called Yerkula, Garba Amos, Mashlim and Loy Hashar. But if it ends at the end of the city, so he gets to get more. Kula Rabusa Paski of the Hokhilchus, that's the Psaka Lokal Maisa. Abba Gab the Omer, Ravidi, Elo El Dibber Nevius. Ravidi says, where did that come from, such an idea? Like, it's just Swammer's thing. You made it up. Lech Mislon Bahi. Bahaki, the Robert Daik of Assisen, Bomber Tabayo Tanino, Anchi Irgadello, Halkinus Irkatana, Ben Anchi Irkatana, Halkinus called Irgadello. Robert's a doctor from the case of the Mishnah, the two cities next to each other, and we understand what that means. My time and my. Lamish of the Anchi Irgadello, Kosim, it doesn't beside Irkatana, their tomb ends beyond the small city, so therefore they can walk, they count the city as Dalanamas, and they keep going beyond it. So you see, my mission. This is sorry that Yeshua Levi said. So even though Rabbi Edi says it's the Univius, doesn't bother us. We have a mission that says it. Good question, but it didn't. Is an upkish love. Amar Yosef, Simin Gimel. Amar Rabba, Baravu, Amar Rabba Huna. Irsha, he said, Swasa Nachal, it's by the edge of a dip, a valley. If it has this wall, which is 4 amas tall, you measure from there. If not, it's not considered a city, and each person, his tomb is measured from his home. Pierce Rashi, Svasa Nachal, Omek, it's deep. Yeshafina, Daka, Machitza, Arba, Amas, Goiba, Alpine, Kola, Yerv. There's a wall which goes across the whole width of the city. Kula, Al Svasa Nachal, then Mudalami Svasa Nachal, that becomes the end of the city. It has a wall there. She, Kola Shom, Kishar, Kola, Yerv. So where the wall ends, which is right next to the Nachal, that's where you measure from. In law, even the beisa the tashmishta, if there's no wall there, people are scared because there's nothing to protect them from rolling down the mountain. Lahavi yishuv kibbutz not considered like a permanent dwelling. Lahavi kiyoshvei tzrifin and unlevelam the cholechad only pass a basis. Therefore, each one's considered like a distinct, independent person living there. It's not part of a city. Achir gadayla b'halchem is called ir katana. Achir katana b'halchem is called ir gadayla. So the gears was they could walk through it. Kate said, "Misha hayu ir katana." Nasi riba b'ir gadayla. He puts it there in the large city. Or ir gadayla, but nasi riba b'ir katana. B'halchem is called uchotzla b'ayimam. So if you put your air in another city, that becomes where you put it. That becomes dalat amos. Rekiba says, "Ain't let me welcome ir riba al p'ayimam." You don't get this magic dalat amos from where you put your air. You get 2,000 amos from your air. It stops in the middle of the city. Armelander Rebbe Kiva, Yatam Redomly, Benosin as a Ruba of Memora, Shane Loy Mimokim, Eruba Ella Paimam. You put in the Mora, you only get 2,000 Amos. Armelander, yes. Emes of his man changed from the Urim because there's nobody living there. Aviation of the Urim, Halachas Kula, Bechutzla Paimam. But in the case of people live there, you put it in the Mokim, which is enclosed. And there's people living there. That whole area becomes 2,000, like your Dalat Amos, you get 2,000 Amos beyond it. Nimzakal Toycha mi Al Gabo, Toycha, that situation would be better than Al Gabo. Lamadicham, Vernasna Pai Mama, Omru, But in case a person is traveling, counting off his Erev, and he gets in the Mora, you don't say he gets the whole Mora as Dalet Amos, wherever it ends, it ends. Well, that's the Chosh of the Rebbe Kiva, Mahalach Haskula, Bechaz Lepay Mam. The Rabbanan, Shabbos Be'ir, Afilu, Higdele, Kentuchya, Shabbos Mar, Afilu, Higimara, Sitkiyo, Mahalach Haskula, Bechaz Lepay Mam. That's where you spend your start your Shabbos, that's your Mokim. So that counts like Dalet Amos, you get beyond that 2,000 Amos. Rabbi Elfazal, Lohevi, Plugged to the Shmuel, Rabbi Lozer, since Eruba Be'ir Chareva, the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar, which is Meikel, and says it's all, it's considered still like a city, and you get all the Amos, then you get beyond that 2,000 Amos. Meikel Ben Shabbos, and I said, everybody agrees it would be Shabbos there, beginning of Shabbos, that you get, that's your Mokum where your Shabbos, and it's a close, that's all the Amos. So putting your Erev there is the same thing as being Shabbos there. Even though, so we pass him like Rebbe Elazar. Okay.